103.5 YNY, and that is Tanya Tucker. Song just came up in the mix. I didn't play it on purpose, but it's a great song to stop down on and to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, if the powers that be of Evergreen Media Corporation, Scott Yensberg or Jimmy DiCastro, the CEO and the COO, respectively, of Evergreen Media, walked in right now and said, Dan and Randy, we changed our minds. Forget what you read in the Daily News this morning and all those other newspapers that YNY will be no longer a country station come Monday. Would I say it's a little too late to do the right thing now? Too late to change your mind? Sorry, I've already made other plans? Don't you believe it.
No way.
No way. Ladies and gentlemen, so many of you have heard the rumors, and so many of you have been reading in the media and going to clubs and talking among yourselves, but I'm sure that this announcement actually comes as a total shock to a lot of you, because a lot of you listen to the station just every now and then, and you haven't picked up on these vibes, things that we have known about or suspected for a long time. And it's the reason I have a cold this week, I'm sure. Because sometimes no matter how many vitamins you take or sleep you get and all that stuff, stress sometimes, comes out in strange ways. And I had a cold this week. My last week on a country station in New York, and I have a stupid cold. This weekend, this is my next to last show. And country music will be on WYNY until 5:30 come Monday morning, and then we'll be another kind of a radio station. As a matter of fact, we won't even be WYNY anymore. I'm sure the call letters will change. Randy?
Well, you know, Dan, when I walked into this radio station, it would be 15 years ago, December 15th, 1980 was the first day. I tell you, yours was the first face I saw on a very cold December day.
Right.
And I was a very green young man that thought he had the world by the tail. I soon found out I had a lot to learn. And fortunately, I was at your feet for the last 15 years. But we have had, as you had mentioned a moment ago, opportunity to know about this for quite some time. And I think one of the highest compliments that I've heard paid to the air staff and for everyone here is that, you know, unless you knew by some grapevine or whatever, if you've been reading and you suspected, no one could tell by the preparation of our shows and how it was conducted on the air. And thank you so much for that, folks, because we've worked hard to keep the flow going.
Exactly.
We really have. And it's been 8.5 years of just terrific radio and a wonderful time. We have had a great time being New York's only country radio station.
I mean, no matter what's going on in the background, I mean, a lot of people have to go to work with all kinds of... the hotline's ringing. I wonder who that could be. I'll just put it on hold. Hold on, please. Will you please hold on? We're talking on the radio right now. That's the red hotline. Who could that be? Anyway, what I wanted to say is a lot of you go to work with things on your mind, things going on with domestic problems, or you got a toothache, or you got a stomach ache, you got a lot to worry about, you know, you worry about your kids. All of us live all of those lives. That's one of the great things about having worked here at YNY is that a lot of you share those things with us, and you want us to share our lives with you. And that's probably happened in the framework of this format more than any other format that I've ever worked in. And you know what it's like to go to work and have those things on your mind and still have to perform. One of the great thrills of this job is that the fun we get to have. We get to be with you. We get to play your favorite music. We get to play our favorite music. So we share that every single day. I hope that my being ticked off about the change in the format or anything like that has not come through. And we have known for almost a year, or at least have suspected, and we certainly have known since the late spring and early summer,
yes,
that this was going to happen, and it became official really in December. And now it's just now being announced, and was announced officially in the paper this morning by our chief operating officer, Jimmy DiCastro. We wish Evergreen Media Corporation all the best in their new venture, but I will tell you, I am sad that New York will not have a country station, not a major player. I mean, there are some niche country radio stations around. There's one on Long Island at 7:40 a.m. and there's
in New Jersey,
a couple right, and Fordham University and Columbia University, and there are clubs, of course, that will continue to play country music. But there's not a major player for the first time in a long time, and as you say, WYNY has been a country station since July 1st. 1987, when WHN 1050 became The Fan became WFAN, and later there was a switch of frequencies, et cetera, and 66 WNBC became The Fan, and then 97.1,
right.
Which is what we were at NBC. WYNY became 103.5, WYNY on September 22nd, 1988. We have had three owners in the last, three and a half, 4 years, right? NBC owned us on July 1st of 1987, September 22nd, 1988, Westwood One bought us.
Right.
In the late spring, early summer of 1993, BPI, Broadcast Partners, bought us, and now Evergreen Media Corporation, which owns a total of 33 radio stations and is second only to Infinity Broadcasting, that's Mel Karmazin, the people who own K-Rock and with Howard Stern and The Fan with Don Imus, great broadcasters. Now Evergreen, the people who own us, are the second largest broadcaster in America, having bought two major chains this year. They tripled their size this year, and on Monday morning, we wish them good luck in their new format.
We do.
But that does not take away from the sadness, the emotion of not being with our listeners on a daily basis.
Well, we found out, Dan, that, as you mentioned a moment ago, that there is literally no one like the Country Fan who take you into their home. I mean, not a holiday goes by that we don't all get cards and letters and just food that is sent to us. You had an interesting package the other day that came in.
Yeah.
That you can share with them later on. I want you to tell that story. But we have thoroughly enjoyed being with you, and country music is alive and well. I mean, we're saddened by the fact that this outlet will not be playing country music, but we bear no grudges against Evergreen, not at all. We know this is a business decision, and Jimmy DeCastro has said he has the highest respect for country music.
Of course he does, and the fact remains it is a business, and it's their candy store, and they have a right to do whatever they want to do. Still, that doesn't take away from, a lot of people are still in denial about it. You know, it's really like losing a member of the family.
It is.
And not just for our listeners, but for us, too, because, as I say, we don't have an opportunity to be with them on a daily basis in with this model that we're talking about, with this very, very unique model of really sharing a lot in each other's lives.
You know, there's a good opportunity here too, Dan. I mean, it is not every radio station that goes through a format change that is afforded an opportunity like you and I are having right now at this moment to discuss this with our listeners and let them know, bring them up to speed on what's going on. And Evergreen is allowing us to do that, and we have a whole weekend to be with them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you take the K-Rock transition. All of a sudden the other day, they were classic rock, and all of a sudden now they're modern rock or whatever. A lot of stations make that change with no thought about what their audience might think or whatever. It's like an accident happening. All of a sudden, a head-on crash or something. Oh, what's going on? I was listening to my favorite radio station, and now what's going on? We're at least letting you know what is happening, and Evergreen Media Corporation is generous enough to give us an opportunity to say goodbye to you.
Yes.
And thank you. So this weekend is really going to be a love fest. I know there's going to be I wish I had the Kleenex concession. This weekend we'd all clean up. I mean, we'd all get rich. But there's going to be an opportunity for you to call us. I mean, the phone's obviously been ringing all afternoon, and you've been reading some through the between the lines of some of the things that I've been saying. And of course, a lot of you've already known about it. You read the papers this morning, and or suspected something. We want you to call us all weekend long. We'll have people in the studio all weekend long. We'll be talking about it. We'll be sharing memories. We'll be playing your favorite songs. We'll just have a chance to be with you, you know. And it'll be very, very special because it'll be the last time that all of us will get to be with you for a while.
We are sad, without a doubt, that this is the way it played out. But, you know, like you said, Dan, this weekend we get a chance to talk with everyone. We'll be manning those phones. I know it's going to be a very busy place through tonight and tomorrow and all through the time that we have on Sunday also. But let's share those good memories we've had. We can go back and talk about the St. Jude Radiothons, the expo from last year, which, although is very recent, is a great memory that I will never, ever forget.
Oh, absolutely.
So many good things happened in 8.5 years, and let's dwell on the real good this weekend, folks.
As a matter of fact, let's bring this up right now, Randy. Originally, we had talked about, and sorry that this did not work itself out logistically. We had talked about going out with a St. Jude, kind of like a no-frills St. Jude Radiothon
right.
This weekend. And a lot of people, of course, You know, when you talk about losing, let's talk about losing a family member. Let's go through the stages of loss. First of all, there's denial, and then there's anger, and then there's bargaining. You want to fix it yourself, and then there's mourning, and then there's acceptance, acknowledgement of the fact that it happened. And a lot of you have signed petitions. A lot of you have written letters of anger to the company for doing what they're doing, or for changing the format. They're taking away what you take for granted every day, your opportunity to hear as much great country music as you want to, even though you have your own collection, because what so many of you love about the station, and this is not tooting our own horns, we're just really repeating what you say. Hey, I've got my own collection, Dad. I've probably got a bigger collection of country music than you do at home, and yet it's not the same when I play it. I want to hear you guys' voices. I want to hear Lisa. I want to hear Shelley. I want to hear Cat and Dave. I want to hear Randy. Yeah, all of that.
I want to hear your families, what you want to hear.
That's what you want to hear is your family. So what we're saying this weekend, if I may say it right now, a lot of you are going to do it anyway. Even if you sign a petition, protesting what's happening and the change of the format, also sign a check and send it to St. Jude on behalf of the kids. Because how we wanted to do it is we wanted to say we've loved being with you, and if you've loved being with us, why don't you show your love the best way I know how, and that's to send a donation to St. Jude, because children are 100% of our future.
You know, channel that that energy or that anger.
Yes. Yes.
And let's not deny, there are a lot of angry people.
It's okay to be angry.
It's okay to be angry. It's okay to write that check also.
Yeah, it sure is.
In place of. It's a displacement reaction. I think that's what they taught us in psychology.
As a matter of fact, when I think about you people out there, I think about love. And whenever you think about love in the future, I hope you'll think about me, and I hope you'll think about Randy and everybody else who's ever meant anything to you here at the station. And speaking of thinking about love, a lady by the name of Dolly Parton is 100% love. Well, 98% of our body is supposed to be water, right? 100% of Dolly is love, wouldn't you say? And this is the very first song ever played on WYNY, the country station. It was played at midnight on July 1st, 1987. The first song, I don't know what the last song will be at 103.5 Y&Y by the time we sign off at 5:30 Monday morning as a country station, and the new format takes over, and whatever the call letters will be, and whatever the approach will be and the format will be. But that's the first country song you ever heard on WYNY when it was 97.1 and owned by NBC. Steve, you can do traffic if you want to, but I just like to chat with you.
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to do traffic if you don't want to. I would have come to you a few moments ago, but
sure.
Randy and I were into the original wrap of making the announcement officially that WYNY will no longer be a country station after this weekend.
Yeah, I think just as one of the listeners, as well as somebody who works for the station, it's just been so much fun to work with you, Dan. I mean, you're just one of the nice guys absolutely in this business, and it was just a pleasure for the last few years to be a part of your show.
I can't tell you how much affirmative mail and calls we get about your work, too, friend.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. And Dan, I mean, obviously, you've been through a lot through the years. You know, one of the MCA good guys 30 years ago, and you're still here, and you know, you hear about these inflated egos in this business, and you're just, you know, a guy who's really down to earth and just a warm person, and it's been a pleasure to be working with you all.
And I'm sure we will work again down the line, because I am too young to retire and not old enough for unemployment.
Right. No
too old for unemployment.
No rocking chair in your future, right?
Never any rocking chair in my future. Okay.
Well, hey, listen, just quickly in the traffic scene, the northbound Hutch, an accident at Orchard Beach. We also have westbound Sunrise accident in Oakdale at Pond Road, and northbound Connecticut Turnpike, a mishap around exit 11 in Darien. And Dan, whatever happens, we will work together again, and we'll be friends, I'm sure, and the best of luck to you.
Love you a lot, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite a pro. Isn't he good, Randy? Steve Reggie, just absolutely one of the best.
Absolutely.
Metro traffic. And, of course, Adrienne in the morning and the whole thing, she's just one of the best. I can eat her up.
You know, I don't know what I'm going to play tonight. I have a music log, but I have a feeling.
Do you think I went by my music log today?
No way. Whatever you guys want to hear tonight, and I may end up playing things 3 and 4 times if you want to hear them that often.
Sure.
You give me a call tonight, and we will share and we'll play.
We're going to answer a lot of phones, and you know, when I'm on the air tomorrow, can I hang around with you a little bit?
I wish you would. Yeah.
All right. First of all, we have somebody on the line. Just a second. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Dan.
How you doing, love?
I'm doing okay, honey.
Randy's here, too.
Hey, Lisa.
And you guys are the best.
Are you calling on a car phone?
Yes, I am.
All right. Where are you?
Actually, I'm leaving you now.
You're moving to another cell, so to speak. Listen, I hope you get to work early enough tomorrow morning. You're going to beat the snow here, right?
Well, it looks like I'm going to probably have to get up much earlier than I normally would because we've got all this winter storm watch and everything in the advisory for tonight, and I want to make sure that there ain't nothing going to keep me off the radio tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. So.
I hope to tell you. One of the things that Randy and I were talking about is the fact that we are going to take a lot of calls. I don't know how many of the calls we're actually going to put on the air or things like that, but we just want to hear your voice, and we want to play your music, and we want to get your sentiments, and we want to... You know, a lot of those sentiments will be interpreted by us on the air because there's a lot of similar sentiment from everybody. But every now and then, someone comes up with a gem of insight that we like to pass along. And we're getting faxes, and we were getting mail and cards and flowers and donuts.
They're donuts?
Bring on more donuts.
I know. It was a great show this morning with Kat and Dave and Shelley and everybody and all the listeners in. And they, as a matter of fact, for dinner tonight, I think I'm going to have a sticky bun that's still left from this morning.
It's even stickier this afternoon.
Yeah. Got a couple of roaches on it. You know. I love your laugh.
I think I have to hang up now.
Okay, I know. It's that far away from not being a laugh, but I know. I'll see you in the morning, babe.
Okay, sweetie.
Thanks a lot, love.
Love you both.
I love you a lot. That is Lisa Taylor, everybody, here at 103.5 YNY. It's 7:08. Anything you want to say before I play Better Man?
Well, I'm glad that you're joining me. I hope you'll hang around a little while. I know you have a train to catch, and you're worried about this weather. I know that.
No, as a matter of fact, I drove in today, and I think I'll probably stay all night because
don't try to sleep on that conference table again.
Billy said Billy the Silver Spur van driver who will be out tonight and then he'll be coming back to the station. He said Dan, I've arranged something for a guy who's 6'5". I've removed the cushions from they don't come out by themselves, you know. He says I've removed the cushions from all of that expensive furniture in the lobby of the station, and I'm going to give you something to lie on tonight if that's your choice. I'm just afraid I can't get back either by car or by railroad tomorrow morning. If in fact the accumulation at the time I would need to come in turns out to be what it is, and I'm not going to miss tomorrow. I'm going to be here, but I just don't want to be worn out.
You're on the other side. I can't see the computer screen, but is it a heavy snow warning now, Dan? That they're
it's not a watch. It's a warning. So a warning is a pretty. And then there's an advisory, which is an advisory. Supersede a warning?
No, warning's the ultimate there.
I think warning is the ultimate, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the warning is that, you know, it's going to be somewhere between 6 to 10 inches accumulation. And after the blizzard of 96, I mean, the people who handled our roads did such a fantastic job. But I don't know. I'm it's still a nickel toss for me whether or not I'll leave.
Well, I figure the longer you stay, your decision's going to be made for you. Hey, you know, Dan, I remember when Clint Black was... gosh, I mean, we're going back. What is this, 1989? We go back to when we talk about Clint, the summer of 1989. That he came by the radio station a few times, and we had no idea who this cool... I think Lisa probably had eyes for this guy early on. Who's the cool dude in that hat there?
Yeah, exactly.
And he has gone on to soar into country music, and one of the nice guys.
Really?
I remember the... I guess the interview that he did with Lisa back around the holidays when he was promoting his Christmas CD.
You're talking about recently?
Yes, I am. And he came by again and is the same genuine guy that we knew back then and is doing a lot of good for a lot of needy children out there too, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Still has the longest ovation I have ever heard in Carnegie Hall for a record, for a song that he never recorded. And I don't know why he doesn't record it.
Yes.
Ain't misbehaving. He had a 4-minute standing ovation at Carnegie Hall, and he only had one hit at the time. It was unbelievable.
Do you remember who he opened for? He was the opening act.
For K.T. Osland.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay, buddy.
Speaking of a better man here, and there was something else I was going to say about Clinton, and I forgot what it was, but the faxes are coming in. This just came through a few moments ago, and it alludes to Clint at the end, and it's from one of our listeners. And is it okay if I read it?
Oh, please.
To the entire cast and staff of 103.5 YNY, New York's country station, this is a very sad week for us all. Soon we will lose the music that we love, but more so because we will lose touch with all of you. This station, or should I say this radio family that I have come to know over the past 4 years, has come to mean so much to me, as I mentioned to Kat at the Pony Express the other night. We will always have our CDs and our tapes, but without all of you, it'll just not be the same. I'll always have my memories, like calling Dan up to talk about a dress that Reba was wearing on TV. Remember that time she kidded about, "I'm sorry, I wore my dress backwards."
Yeah, right.
You're right. Or the pride that you hear in Dan's voice when he talks about his son. And the day Lisa Taylor told us on the air 2 years ago during the St. Jude Radiothon that she was going to have a baby. I felt her joy. You made us feel a part of yourselves.
Those were some great times, some memorable moments that will take us.
Then this past year with Lisa and her family at the car crash, we were all concerned. Thank God everything turned out okay. And then there's Cat and Dave, the new kids on the block. I was listening the night Dan introduced them and let us know that they were taking over the morning show. We felt bad about losing Charlie, but he was still there, filling in for everybody. And now I never start my day without Cat and Dave. So many changes over the years, like when Jim Kerr left, and that was sad. But Dan and Shelley took over, and they were great together. So many memories, the interviews, the in-studio concerts, the dances, parties, St. Jude Radiothon, running around JCPenney's, and so many more things. I have never felt such a closeness to a radio station, and that's all because of all of you. Cat and Dave and Shelley and Lisa and Randy and Dan and Charlie and Susan and DC and Big Jim. It's been great fun and a lot of fun.